Psalm 131, The Weaned Soul. After the depths of Psalm 130, this little psalm feels almost shocking. The storm has not merely passed, it has been taught. Forgiveness has done more than cancel guilt. It has reduced the ego. Psalm 131 is one of the songs of ascents, likely sung by pilgrims going up to Jerusalem. Later Jewish tradition linked these psalms to the temple steps. That setting matters. As worshippers climbed toward the holy city, they did not sing of self-importance. They sang of becoming small enough to stand in God's presence. The road up was, inwardly, a road down. David begins with heart, eyes, and walk. That is the whole person. Inward ambition, outward posture, daily conduct. Lofty eyes, in the Old Testament, are not merely proud thoughts. They are the social look of superiority, the glance that measures and ranks. And when David refuses to occupy himself with great matters, or things too wonderful, he's not rejecting theology, thought, or mystery. He is refusing seizure. There is a difference between studying God's wonders and trying to manage them. The phrase recalls Job 42:3, things too wonderful for me. In other words, this is not anti-intellectual humility, it is creaturely humility. Western Christians often mistake maturity for mastery, as if the strongest faith is the faith that can explain everything. But biblical wisdom is more chastened. Deuteronomy 29:29 still stands. There are revealed things to obey and secret things to leave with God. Then comes the unforgettable image, a weaned child with his mother. Not a nursing infant, a weaned child. That detail changes everything. In ancient Israel, weaning could happen around age 2 or 3, and it could even be marked by a feast, Genesis 21:8. This is not the peace of an untested baby. It is the peace of desire that has survived disappointment. A nursing child wants the mother chiefly for milk. A weaned child can rest in the mother's presence when no immediate gift is being received. That is profound spiritual maturity. Augustine saw here a soul no longer bargaining with God for earthly consolations. Calvin noted that weaning is rarely painless. Peace is learned through denied cravings. Even the Hebrew verbs are active and deliberate. David says he has calmed and quieted his soul. This is not temperament, it is discipleship. Many of us come to God wanting answers, relief, vindication, clarity, visible success. None of those desires are trivial. But Psalm 131 invites a holier question. Can you be near God without insisting that he explain himself? Can you love the giver when the gifts are delayed? This is where Psalm 131 quietly becomes a portrait of Christ. He is the truly humble heart of Matthew 11:29, the son of Philippians 2:5-8, who did not grasp, seize, or exalt himself. In him, we are being weaned from anxious self-importance into filial rest. And then David turns outward. Israel, hope in the Lord. One quieted soul becomes a word for the whole church. Hope is no longer frantic. It has learned to sit still. Suggested cross-references, Deuteronomy 29:29, Job 42:3, Genesis 21:8, Matthew 11:29, Philippians 2:5-8, 1 Peter 5:5-7. Hymn suggestion, Father, I know that all my life, by Anna Waring. Prayer. Lord, lower what is proud in us and quiet what is restless. Wean us from demanding your gifts more than your presence. Teach us the humility of Christ so that our hope may become steady, deep, and full of peace. Amen.